Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. Presented by Mosing Motor Cars. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. This is John Massengill sitting alongside Mr. Les Kaiser. Les, how are you this evening?
Man, doing all right. A little bit chilly around here. In fact, we got some pretty serious weather the other night. You may have seen the Speed City tweet that they closed the Winter Wonderland for one night just because it was so messy, and they just felt like it was safer and for y'all not to try to
the
make the trek over there. But it's back open, and I'm going to tell you, I was out there over the weekend, and it is building up. Even more so than it was the first weekend when I went. So they're doing a lot of things really cool. Go get those human snow globe pictures. Those are pretty cool.
Take the kiddos out there. I heard it's really good for young kids too.
Yeah. Go see the camels. You know, they were short three wise men. I told them we couldn't help them with that department.
No, we don't fit that category. You don't hear the voice of Jonathan Green because he's over in the UK. He's over in London. In fact, we're going to jump right into a segment with Jonathan that I just recorded about 30 minutes ago, because he had a very exciting time in London because he got to do an incredible interview. And in fact, let me tell you what's on the show tonight. We're going to have this interview with Jonathan and then the subsequent interview that he did with a F1/IndyCar driver. And then at 7:30-ish, we're going to have David Martinez on from the Speed Group, and a fantastic, exciting to have him because he's a fantastic instructor. He's got a long history in racing.
I like the other part of his experience, helping people manage their racing career.
Yeah.
I find that really intriguing. So we're looking forward to
talking to him. But
he's probably going to tell me I'm a little late to join in. But
yeah, I think you're not in the window, Mr. Kaiser. All right, well, let's jump into this segment we recorded with Jonathan just a few minutes ago. All right, we now have Mr. Jonathan Green over in London. Mr. Green, how are you, sir?
Very well, and very English again.
Yes, I can hear your accent's gotten stronger in the week you've been over there.
Well, one tries, and it's so nice to be in the land of the grey skies and the miserable people.
Well, we've had a bit of that here.
I may add.
What's that?
Unfortunately, the weather just makes you just kind of, you know, just cold and miserable. It's not easy.
Well, that's what we've had in Austin. It's been horrible. It got a little better today, but it's been nasty. Well, I want to talk to you about a very exciting week you've had over there in London because you got to catch up with Max Chilton. Tell us about that because we're going to play this interview right after we get through here.
Yeah, nothing miserable about that. I'm so delighted I was here with Nick Kennelly and have BT Sport because they say timing is everything. And I was here at the right time at the right place because finally a situation that both myself and BT Sport have been waiting for many, many years. And in fact, indie fans in the UK have been waiting for many, many years, which is finally we've got a British team taking on the rest of America in the IndyCar series, which is not unusual, but it's hugely significant in the modern era. And when I say it's not unusual, it's because there's been lots of British drivers and lots of British manufacturers, but never a combination of a British driver and a British manufacturer taking on the might of America.
This is pretty exciting, Jonathan, because to me, the most exciting thing about this, obviously, it's Max Chilton. He's a big name. But the fact that these guys with Carlin, I mean, Carlin, a hugely successful team, they've got a shot to do this right, to compete, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And Carlin Motorsport, actually, I've known Trevor Carlin for probably 20 years. He comes to the Macau Grand Prix every year. And Trevor has been almost... I want to say involved in every form of motorsport and still is, from Formula One all the way down to the Junior Series of Formula Four and Formula Renault, and continues with his team and his engineers and mechanics to be involved at those levels. But you probably, if you're a big motorsport fan, don't know the Carlin name that well if you watch Formula One and Indy. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, Trevor has always wanted. He loves America just like myself, loves America, loves American racing, and has always wanted an Indy team. He came to America 3 years ago and started an Indy Lights team, and actually has been punching above his weight ever since, with wins for Ed Jones and various other drivers you know, in the Indy Lights series. And so people like me have been saying, so when are you going to go to Indy full time, Trevor? And that was always his intention. It just, you know, the stars weren't aligned, if you will. But they have learned their craft. And interestingly enough, their lead driver for this venture is Max Chilton, who was a Formula One driver, but actually joined their Indy Lights team literally to learn the ovals and to learn how to drive on the American race scene. So if you like, all the stars have aligned now because Carlin have got a full-on IndyCar two-car team with Charlie Kimball and Max Chilton. They've also got, they continued their Indy Lights series. I'm not sure who the drivers are going to be, but therefore they've got four cars now in America. They have a base in Florida. They are still based here in Farnham in England. We went down there to do the interview with Max. And they are very serious about the British coming to America and winning. And I don't mean a manufacturer and I don't mean a driver. I mean a combination of a British team with a British driver, 26-year-old Max Chilton. Really, I mean, honestly, it really does excite me. And this is one of the few stories in motorsports in the last few years, you know, and in some ways has been catalyst by Fernando Alonso coming with McLaren.
Yeah.
And proving so much. Now, McLaren, who are based in Woking in England, are a New Zealand team, actually. Bruce McLaren was a Kiwi. So it doesn't really count if you're being historical. But the bottom line is, I think in some ways, that probably tipped the balance to say, look, you can come in. In the case of Fernando Alonso, he came in with Andretti. But this is a British team with a basically a British set of engineers and mechanics, and now with a British driver leading it, and Charlie Kimball, 32-year-old Charlie Kimball from the States, as their second driver, but far not as a second driver. He's a very experienced IndyCar driver. But this is a really serious effort. So bottom line is, whatever happens now with Trevor, he's not coming to make up the numbers. He's coming to win both the Indy 500 and to try to win the IndyCar series.
Yeah, this is really exciting news. And, you know, you talk about Charlie Kimball. He's an American and, like I said, 32 years old. But he's won an IndyCar race. He's been he's raced in over 100 races. He's been racing for 7 years. So this guy's good. And he's been you know, as little as recently as what, 2016, I was reading where he had, I think maybe that was his, oh, his last win was his 2013, but still, this is a fantastic driver to go alongside Max Chilton as well. So, yeah, this is really exciting.
And you'll hear in the interview with Max that Charlie's the perfect foil, if you will, for Max Chilton because they've been teammates together at Ganassi. So they've got a relationship. They've got a, you know, camaraderie that will work. And I think that's a big part of all of this is, you know, just because, you know, Indy Lights is one thing, IndyCar is another. And taking on Roger Penske and Chip Ganassi is no mean feat, but they've got two Chip Ganassi drivers who've got all the experience and learning from what they've learned in the last couple of years, and now they're going to put it back into their old favorite because Charlie Kimball in 2007 drove for Carlin, and of course Max Chilton can pretty much put down his whole career in terms of wins to the Carlin Motorsport team. So it really is a home team looking to try to take on, you know, the American establishment.
Well, it's going to be great to watch this. And I know that you know all those guys and you're going to get the inside scoop for us. And the big deal was for that we're about to hear in a few minutes is the fact that you were there in the headquarters of Carlin's headquarters there in where are they? Are they just outside London?
Yeah, they are. BT Sport, who I work with for here in the UK, are the rights holders of IndyCar. And so, yeah, we went down to the headquarters. As soon as we heard the news, we went down to the headquarters. And interestingly enough, Radio 4 in the UK, BBC, The Sun, which is a Murdoch-owned paper, but there was a lot of interest. And while it remains to be a, you know, it's not going to hit the headlines of this part of the world in, you know, in motorsport terms because Lewis Hamilton is very much dominant. And, of course, so are so many other great racing drivers. This story could become the biggest racing story of 2018 simply because it'll only gain momentum as they progress. And I think it really is going to get very interesting because, you know, Max Chilton's a kid that's, and I say a kid, he's 26, but he relatively has not shown. He's been in Formula One, he's won in Formula Three, he's won in Indy Lights, and now this is his chance to break out. And you'll hear in the interview, I asked him a simple question, which is, you know, the environment that he's created around him is one that he will absolutely flourish in because he's literally been built around this team and they have been, you know, they have been encouraging him. So I think it's a combination that's really hard for a racing driver to get in any time in his career. So Max has got the best opportunity over the next 2-3 years to really make it high. And I'm really excited for him and for British racing fans.
Yeah, this is going to be great. That Jonathan, yeah. It's over. It's like almost 1 a.m. there. And so Jonathan went on to bed. But we're going to go.
He did not.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and play this interview with Max Chilton right after this break because I want to get the whole thing all in one. So let's take this break now. You're listening to Speed City. We're live in Austin, Texas. And stick with us because we got this incredible interview with Max Chilton right after the break.
The Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35. Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Mosing Motor Cars is Texas's only authorized dealer for Superformance products. Superformance's Mark III is the only Cobra replica built under license from Carroll Shelby. There's no finer example of a Cobra around. Mosing and Superformance is your supplier for all the great race cars of history. The GT40, the Mark III Cobra, the Corvette Grand Sport, and the Shelby Cobra Daytona Coupe. Mosing Motor Cars, 2420 West Breaker Lane, online at mosingmotorcars.com. Superformance and Mosing Motor Cars. Drive yourself happy.
Dirtfish Rally School is the nation's most prestigious driving school, offering 7 days a week, year-round driver education from 15-year-olds with no driving experience to amateur racers and professional drivers. Our professional instructors never judge a student based on who they are, where they're from, or their driving background. We'll keep you and your family safe on the road, or better, at the racetrack. Feel confident behind the wheel, no matter the situation, no matter what you've done or where you've done it or how well you've done it. We'll make you better.
When news happens, it happens here. Talk 1370, the right choice.
I'm JD Beach, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
Oh, man, messaging with JD Beach earlier. Congrats, JD. Had to tell him, but he won the Super Prestigio. And if you're not familiar with this is a fantastic flat track race on dirt in Spain. And what is so cool about it is it's off season for all the MotoGP guys. And so, you know, they're somewhat family, even when they're on opposite teams or whatever. They all converge there, and they all participate in this flat track. So it's not uncommon to see Marquez and Rossi and all these names, you know. But just in recent history, this is fantastic because, you know, we just said JD won this year. Big deal. And we'll put out the video. There's a full video of this year's race. But 2 years ago, our other buddy, Brad the Bullet Baker, won. And so the Americans are staking claim over there, beating the big boys.
Yeah, a little boy from Kentucky, JD Beach. He's such a great kid, too. I love talking to him. We tried to get him on the show tonight, but he was traveling. So maybe get him this week or something and put him on next weekend show or something. So, but that's a great story. And we tweeted a little bit about that. You can Google it and whatever.
Watch for the video later. We'll put it out on Facebook.
All right, well, let's jump right into this interview that Jonathan Green did this week with Max Chilton talking about the car. Carlin venture into IndyCar in 2018. Here's Jonathan Green with Max Chilton.
Well, Max Chilton, we meet again, but here under much different circumstances at Carlin in the UK for probably the biggest announcement that Carlin's had to make in the last few years, which is finally Trevor Carlin's ambition to be a full car Indy team has come true, and you're going to be driving for them. Your reaction, first of all, to all of that coming together for both yourself and Trevor.
Yeah, I'm super excited for myself and Trevor and Stephanie. They've put in a lot of effort to make this possible. And the best way I can describe it is, to me, it's like coming home. Home is where the heart is, and my heart never left this factory. I used to come back here even when I was at Formula One, when I was at Ganassi last year, because this is, you know, part of the family for me. And I've always won for Carlin in F3, British F3, GP2, which is now Formula 2, and also Indy Lights. So I've never not won with them. So fingers crossed we can keep that ball rolling and get some more trophies here, which there's already a hell of a lot around me.
I was going to say, I've not been to this facility, and when you look around, Carlin has always had that moniker of a junior team and been, you know, the likes of yourself, Vettel, Ricciardo have gleaned, you know, a great deal of experience from the engineers here and from Trevor himself. But of course, then you go on to Formula One and sort of that history, if you will, is forgotten. But now you can kind of marry the two, because now you have a full-on run at a major championship, if not the biggest championship, certainly in the United States. But you've got to be excited about all of those kind of things coming together.
Yeah, it is very, very exciting. The thing that's most exciting is Carlin have been one of the world leaders in junior formula, but they've never stepped out of that category. So now we're in the big boy stuff. We're in IndyCar. That's as big as it gets, really. And I have no doubt that they can be as professional in that as they have been in every other formula that they've done. The other thing which is exciting, 2018, is basically everyone's going to the same aero kit. So it's basically the nearest IndyCar has ever been to a one-make formula, and that's where Carlin really excels. They get the simple things right and then really sort of fine-tune the details. And, you know, I'm not saying we're going to come straight out from word go next year and be winning, but I have no doubt that by the end of the year we can be getting some podiums, and hopefully I can get another win and keep my sort of record with Carlin going.
And for those that don't know, I mean, I think the interesting part about all of this coming together is the fact that this has been a few years in the making. I remember when you took what was a very bold step to effectively jump out of Formula One and go back to a junior Indy Lights series, for the simple reason that this was your best way to learn what is always a tough thing, ovals. I mean, so, and that was with Carlin and Ed Jones. So I guess you were thinking back then, right, okay, if this all comes together and I can learn this, then I'll be in the right position.
Yeah, it was always a dream of ours to make this happen, but we weren't stupid, and we knew it had to make sense as a business. And this year, as I said, is the year to do it. Everyone's going to be sort of a level playing field. I know we can come out and do a good job from word go. And yeah, it's been 3 years since I started my sort of American quest in motorsport with Carlin, and we're now here with a fully fledged two-car IndyCar team. So hopefully it's the start of an amazing career for Carlin and myself in America.
I know I asked you this at the 500, and everybody was asking this, was, you know, Fernando coming there, how hard is it to get used to ovals, especially in his case, coming literally for a one-off race? But you've won on an oval, but just tell us about that transition from Formula One to oval racing and why it is so different.
The thing that's difficult about it is the sort of the level of detail you have to do to just make, you know, if you do a finest of detail changes on the car setup wise, it makes a massive difference when you're out on track, especially when you've got the dirty air of 32 other cars doing 240 miles an hour. You have to be pretty confident with your car setup. Fernando did an amazing job coming straight out and getting on with it. And obviously he was leading it at one point, which was just remarkable. But it is doable, but it's a lot of mind over matter stuff as well, because there's a lot of fear involved. But you've got to sort of put that aside the best you can and get on with it. Formula One race at these speeds for the split second, and then they brake and slow down. We carry that speed on with less downforce through a corner, wheel by, you know, sometimes side by side. So it's a huge change mentally, but I'm ready for it.
Talking about being ready for it, how much and how important was last year, being with Ganassi, being with Chip, and being with Scott Dixon, and obviously leading the 500? Tell us first of all about that, because those sorts of experiences, as you say, make you ready for what you're about to go for 2018.
Yes, so I'm coming back with Gallagher. They've been with me for 2 years. We're coming back for our third year with them, and I'm going to carry the experience I've learnt with Chip Ganassi and Gallagher across to our new quest this year. To the 500, because the 500 this year was remarkable for myself. I had an okay start. We qualified well, but then I started to drop back, and at one point after the first stint I was in the pit lane behind Fernando, who was leading it, and I was a lap down to him. My teammate had just crashed, and I thought, can this day get any worse? And then 50 laps later I was leading the race. Lost the lead for a bit, and then by lap 148 I took the lead off of Charlie Kimball, actually, and we were leading 1-2 all the way till six laps to go, and I dropped to fourth. But it was an amazing day. I can't look back at it in anger. I have to think how amazing that day was to be dead last and finish fourth. But I know we can do that again. I've got that sensation of leading now, so hopefully you know, come May, we can do it again.
Well, I know it's Trevor's ambition. He always said, I mean, Formula One, yeah, it's a pinnacle. He's been there. But when you look at Sato's car and some of the names that have come through, Sato winning last time, would be really nice to have Max Chilton's car here, along with Vettel's and Sato's, as an Indy 500 or any Indy car race win, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You saying that gives me goose pimples to have an Indy 500 car in here, sort of untouched from finishing the race, all dirty. You know, if we can be in that position next year, I'll be a lifelong happy person.
I've known you a while, and I don't think we've seen the best of Max Chilton yet, in a lot of ways, because you already mentioned it. It's very hard for a racing driver to find an environment that they really can excel. I think, to be honest, I think that's another reason why someone like Fernando might stay at McLaren, because I think he's found a home there and they're building a team around him. But you've got a team that is ready-made almost around you. Do you feel that now, perhaps, given the trust, if that's the right word, that you can really excel?
Yeah, 100%. And you've sort of nailed it on the head there. I'm one of these drivers, I have to be comfortable with my surroundings, otherwise I'm at 80% the whole time. And I was probably a little bit like that last year. I know coming here, especially once we've got a car which I know I can rely on, I will then give it that 100%, and that's when I can do well, and I always have done well with Carlin. Once they've given me the car to do the job, I've usually gone out and finished high up in a championship and got race wins. So just excited that we can get into that position, hopefully this year, and if not the following year.
I think you can also be, presumably, I know you're a youngster still, but you're a flag bearer in many ways, because the change now between Formula One and Indy, it used to be that, you know, Indy wasn't as thought of, and as you've mentioned, it's going to be a lot closer in terms of racing, so it's more about the drivers now. And when I look down, you know, this sort of pit lane here, if you will, of young drivers like Cameron Das has coming up, an American, DeFrancesco, the Canadian, you've got Cedric Camara, you've got Lando Norris, who's of course already signed up with McLaren. So you've got a lot of guys who are looking to you to be the leader of this team, and also, you know, like I said, they've got some talent too. So you're in a great position to both, you know, lead the team, but also know that there's a couple of guys who want that seat.
Yeah, I think to really succeed, you do need a team built around you, and that's, I'm in the best place in the world to have that done is here, because they're just so devoted to extracting the most out of the drivers. They've always done that with me, and I have no doubt we can do that again next year. We've got a great number of junior drivers sort of on the way up to try and get to Formula One, but I'm sure some will try the American route, and hopefully we can build a team for them that we can sort of have them come join us out in America. But I'm at the stage in my career now, I'm really, you know, I'm old enough, and I've got the passion to lead a team.
Finally, Max, as we sit here in dreary old England, back in back in the south of England, I think back of the history of Nigel Mansell, of Graham Hill, of all the guys that have taken part in Indy racing, but we've never had this combination of a British successful team, a young British driver who's already had all the experience needed. You've got to be excited by the historical perspective of this, because this has not been done this way, but we've always kind of dipped our foot, and I don't think the Americans have taken it, or taken the British effort in Indy as seriously as they finally did with Fernando last year. But now with a team, it's a whole different ball.
Yeah, obviously McLaren have gone out there in separate years, and Lotus to do really the 500, but they've never had a championship effort from a British team and a British driver. So I'm super excited that I can sort of set history, and you know, we'll just not give up until we actually succeed out there, and I think it's possible. So can't wait to get this year, or 2018, underway.
Finally, last bit, just the details. Dallara Chassis, the aerodynamics, like you say, are a package that everybody's got, so it's a lot more level. And Charlie Kimball, a guy you know very well, an American who's got a lot of experience. Is that going to be also helpful, that you can work with each other?
Yeah, so the good thing with Charlie, he knows the team. He's raced here in the mid-2000s in European Formula 3. His father was an engineer in Senna Zero, I think at McLaren. So he's got that engineering background he's inherited from his father. We both worked with each other last year and the last 2 years, so we can just sort of gel together, and there's no learning phase. Everyone knows everybody, and we can just crack the whip and get on with it.
The only difference is Chevrolet Honda. Does it make that much difference?
It will make a difference depending on the race, but it's going to be the closest IndyCars ever been because everyone's got the same aero level. So fingers crossed it's close, but hopefully Chevrolet have the upper hand.
Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations to Trevor and to everybody here. Thanks for talking to us. Have a great Christmas. I know you will.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting news, and this is going to be fun to watch.
It is. And, you know, this year is going to be an awesome season for IndyCar.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, but stick with us, because when we get back, we're going to have a fantastic professional in the race industry to talk to, David Martinez, who's one of the co-founders of Speed Group, along with Tony Calderon and James Hinchcliffe. Yep, that's his partner in IndyCar. So it's going to be a really exciting interview. Stick with us after the break. Listen to Speed City back after these short messages.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. The racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin, exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road. Dirtfish Rally School is the nation's most prestigious driving school, offering 7 days a week, year-round driver education from 15-year-olds with no driving experience to amateur racers and professional drivers. Our professional instructors never judge a student based on who they are, where they're from, or their driving background. We'll keep you and your family safe on the road, or better, at the racetrack. Feel confident behind the wheel, no matter the situation, no matter what you've done or where you've done it or how well you've done it. We'll make you better.
I'm Steve Arpin, drive the Jacob Company's Ford Fiesta for Lone Bro Chip Ganassi Racing. You're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
All right, welcome back to Speed City. We're really excited because our next guest is one of the people that is kind of behind the scenes. You know, we got drivers on all the time. It's really exciting, and we all see them on television and on the web. But this is one of the guys that keeps the sport rolling, and pun intended, from behind the scenes. And David Martinez is one of the founders of Speed Group, along with Tony Calderon and James Hinchcliffe.
And, he sounds familiar.
Yeah, that James Hinchcliffe from IndyCar. And these guys have done some really amazing works. They're based right here in Austin, and they've had some really big driver names like Esteban Gutierrez and Alfonso Celis.
Couple of names that are familiar again.
Yeah, all the way up to the level of Formula One. So really excited to have David. David, welcome to Speed City.
Thank you, guys. Good evening, and hello to everyone that's tuning in to Speed City tonight.
Well, we're really excited to have you, David, because like I was saying, you guys right here, you're based here in Austin, and but you guys have some of the biggest names in the sport, and training them and helping them develop as race drivers. But why don't you give me a little more background on your history as well, because I know you've done some driving and other things as well.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, of course, guys. Well, to make my long story short, I was basically one of the fortunate guys that was born into racing. My family has a long history of racing back in Mexico. My father used to be a big name when racing in Mexico was big in the 1980s. So I was basically born into that, and I pretty much started really young. I was fortunate enough to have the support in my family to start karting when I was 6 years old, and started karting up my way into when I was a teenager. when I had the opportunity to start racing professionally in Mexico and up the ladder all the way into what was back then Champ Car, which is now IndyCar. So I had the great opportunity to race in Europe, in World Series, A1GP, American Le Mans, Grand Am, Indy Lights, Atlantics. So, I mean, I'm one of the passionate guys in racing that knew from a very young age that this is what I wanted to do. So I was very fortunate to meet some great people along the way, like James and Tony. Yeah, so we basically decided to create Speed Group as a platform to help young drivers and people inside the motorsports community to climb their way into what's a very complicated sport where, you know, there's I don't believe there's so many variables that change continuously in any sport that they do in motorsports, and where you're always you need, you know, a lot of backup. You know, that's basically what we're trying to do. So I was a driver, and now, like you mentioned, well, I'm on the other side, trying to encourage young drivers to perform at their maximal ability as fast as we can, and, you know, try to take them in the right direction. So we've been fortunate enough to have success and to have great drivers come into our program, all the way into Formula One, American Le Mans, or the Road to Indy Championship. So, yeah, here we are, happy, and, you know, back in racing, even if it's outside of the cockpit.
David, I got to ask one thing. You know, I get the opportunity to be out Surf America's lot and see you guys and folks you are working with, and they're already in line, you know, headed the right way, but what are some things that somebody might think is a good idea but is not a good idea in getting your young son or daughter into racing? What's a common mistake we need to avoid?
Well, it's a very complicated sport because you don't get perhaps the knowledge or the history as some other sports, you know, where you just go buy a racquetball or a soccer ball and get your son to practice. It's a little bit more complicated than that. And even then, getting the appropriate training and quality training is a lot of times misjudged by parents which have, you know, little knowledge about the sport. We all know it's a very expensive sport, so when you have the opportunity of a lifetime to have a budget or a family support behind, and, you know, if you make a wrong decision, whether it's picking the wrong series or picking the right timing or picking the wrong team, then, you know, you're talking about misspending millions of dollars. So James and I and Tony went through this, you know, all of our career when we were younger, and it was, I believe, around 10 or 15 years ago when you know, we always talked about, like, how much our lives would have been easier inside the sport if we had a little bit more support from people that, you know, have gone through this experience before.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about that in any sport, it's so helpful to have somebody to guide you, or any career for that matter, is to help somebody guide you. But you're right. There's no sport that's got the complexity of motorsports and the timing and everything from luck to everything else that makes some of these drivers successful. So, but David, I want to ask you a little bit about the process. You know, give us some typical, let's say, typical pathways that you've seen some of the young drivers take and that you help them with.
Well, it's even more complicated in the modern day, because in the old days it used to be mainly about being able to drive a car in the Ayrton Senna days and raw talent. But these days there's so many more complications that come into the sport. There's simulators, there's a lot of series all around the world, and you know, drivers are more prepared physically and mentally, and there's a lot more into the sport. So it's basically comparing. I read a really good book that I hope you guys read, that's called Outliers, and it's applies to every case. When you have an exceptional, either whether it's an artist or a professional player or a driver, it's always the same. You're always trying to add the right variables at the right time, with the right timing, in the right place, with the right guy, with the right mentality. So that's basically what we try to do. We try to encourage our clients to find the right timing, to go to the right place, to have the proper training with a proper guy. And then also it's a lot about timing because, you know, it comes different with every driver. You've seen a guy like Max Verstappen, which is at his peak at a very young age. And then you find a driver like Fernando Alonso, which is able to stick to his commitment, you know, many, many years after his success in Formula One. So it's all about understanding the variables that are into play. And like I mentioned before, these variables are changing every day. Every day is different. Every day you go to a different track. Every day the weather is different. Every year the teams are different. The personnel is changing. So just, you know, the fact that, you know, we've had the opportunity to meet all these people in the motorsports world, which is, you know, it's a small world in the end. Everybody knows each other. So if you've been there long enough, you know, you kind of start putting the pieces together and just try to find the right path for a driver, depending on his personality, background, potential, and then just try to maximize every variable and just try to push them in the right direction.
Well, tell us a little bit about what all that you guys do for them. I mean, I know that you yourself, with your driving skills, you know, you can obviously help them behind the wheel, but I know that Speed Group does lots of different things, and talk about what all the services and all the things that you do for drivers and teams.
Yes, of course. Well, there's a few things that we focus more on. Like I mentioned, depends a little bit on every driver, but let's pick a young driver that's 12 years old and has the potential backup and the commitment and the backing of his family, whether it's financial or whether just determined to support him all the way, and you know, because there's a lot of sacrifices. So the first step is just doing an evaluation setup. We have a driver development center in Houston where it'll be basically, depending on the driver's age, but again, talking about a 12-year-old, probably put him on a go-kart and evaluate, you know, where he needs to work on. And then we basically create a program to bring him up to speed as fast as we can. Because, you know, the first impression is so important in motorsports as it is in many other sports. So before we put him in the spotlight, we try to prepare him as much as we can in every possible circumstance that we're allowed to within our budget. And then when he or she is ready, then we look around the motorsports world and what their objective is, whether it's going to Formula One or going to IndyCar, or going to the sports car world, and then we basically turn into a management role and try to put him in the right team with the right people, with the right teammates at the right time. And then basically we support them, you know, through their partnership with this team. And additionally, you know, like James Hinchcliffe has done very well, you know, these days, aside from being a really good race car driver, it's very important to be good outside of the track. So that's where the PR and social media come in, to make sure we build up their brand as they're getting ready to jump into the spotlight. And after that, it's just bringing, you know, support outside of the track, making sure that, you know, they're doing everything they need to do, keeping their feet on the ground. And, yeah, just, you know, pushing towards success.
You know, I remember Tony Calderon telling us one of the things that they actually coached one of the drivers on social media, do's and don'ts, because he was crossing the line a little bit there to pull back. You don't want to offend. You don't want to confront matters in a way that will drive your sponsorships or potential sponsors away. So that's an interesting take. I don't think a lot of people think about it. And honestly, I love hearing you, David, and Tony, and James talking about, you know, we can get in the car and drive all day on the track, but let's talk about the things away from the steering wheel.
Of course, yeah. It's sometimes people forget. I mean, if there was a class that I think a driver should take, was how to be a race car driver, and that's, you know, there's been some really good examples like Adrian Fernandez. He was a Mexican driver that was flawless outside of the track. He was very good with the people. He was very good with his fans, very good with his sponsors, very good with the media. And, you know, all these aspects are maybe as important as being inside, being good inside the cockpit. So, you know, that's part of the job that we do, is just to, you know, keep our drivers relevant and, you know, have a good following and, you know, take care of their fans and take care of their sponsors. So, I completely agree with you. It's so important these days to have an impeccable brand and social media and PR. So that's you know, one of the parts we assist our drivers in.
Well, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, David, I want to talk about some of the success you've had, some of the specific, you know, let's say case studies or whatever. Let's talk about that when we come back. So stick with us through the break. Listen to Speed City. We back up these quick messages.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Mosing Motor Cars is Central Texas's source for classic performance cars. British, German, Italian, Japanese, and American. Ready for that special car you've always dreamed of? Mosing has you covered. Looking to sell a classic? Let Mosing handle all the details and get that special vehicle in the hands of the right buyer. Visit the showroom at 2420 West Breaker Lane or call 512-821-9491 or browse the garage online at mosingmotorcars.com. Mosing Motor Cars. Drive yourself happy.
MV Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome, and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
You have made the right choice. Talk 1370.
I'm Tanner Faust, one of the hosts of Top Gear, and thanks for listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
We need to update that Tanner Faust bumper coming back.
Are they still? Well, I actually was watching it today, so he's still around.
They're not still doing the American version, are they?
Yeah, I think so. It seemed fairly recent. I don't know how close it was.
Well, we're going to jump back in here with David Martinez, one of the founders of Speed Group. And David, when we went to the break, I wanted to ask you about some of the success stories, because, I mean, you guys have come out of the gate pretty fast with Speed Group, and you've had some big success stories. I want to talk about what's some of your favorites that you guys have done.
I was just thinking about that on the break, and I'll try to give you four quick really good stories, especially on the driver development side. So you have a better idea on how we do things at Speed Group. So last year, one of our newest clients, Corey Anders, he's a local guy in Houston.
Sure.
He's a 19-year-old, started a bit late into racing. They own a Mercedes dealership, and they basically wanted to start racing. So, you know, they had all the commitment from the family, all the commitment from his dad, you know, to start it racing and, you know, wanted to jump right on it, you know, because obviously he wasn't that young to start into motorsports. So basically the strategy we pulled was that, you know, in our driver development center in Houston, we basically, you know, talked to him about his main goals. And his main goal right off the bat was he wanted to be an IndyCar driver. So, you know, the way to Indy is the road to Indy, which is great these days because it's a great ladder system to go into IndyCar. So basically what we did, we knew we had to make a good impression for him in the road to Indy for teams and for himself and for his family to show that, you know, he had the potential to do so. So we trained him in closed doors for a year. With personal coaching done by me. We did that for a year with no racing, no background experience. And, you know, just like I heard on Max Chilton's interview earlier, you know, we found a good timing to jump into racing, which was this past year into 2017, where, you know, there were new cars, even playing field for everybody. And, you know, we took a year prior to that to get him ready. And we put Corey Anders in the spotlight, and, you know, straight away he was, you know, one of the top drivers in the series, and he's one of the favorites in the USF 2000 series next year. So that, you know, that's a great case where we found maximum potential for a driver really quick, and, you know, we pulled a lot of heads that, you know, have never heard of him because, you know, he was pretty new to the sport, and, you know, that was a great success story. And then, you know, another story that's really good. One of our, you know, long-term clients, Will Owen, that's, you know, now been racing in Europe, and you probably had him in speed for a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, his story is great. We found Will again. He was on the road to Indy. He was racing USF 2000, which is the first step in the ladder to IndyCar. We met him and his family, I believe it's in 2014. You know, he just finished his USF 2000 championship with a, you know, stressful and, you know, not very successful year where he was finishing probably averaging between 10th and 20th on the grid and was looking to jump into the Pro Mazda program, which is the second step of the ladder to IndyCar. And we took him there and, you know, obviously the first thing we thought, okay, we have to try to get him to the best team, which back then was Junco's Racing, which had just won the championship. So again, we took Will into closed doors, working in his driving skills. And, you know, before we put him into the spotlight with the team, you know, because it was a team that had a lot of demand for their three or four seats, we had to make sure that Will was ready to make a great impression. So, you know, after all the work we did with him, he shined in his first test where nobody thought he had an option to sign for them. He was the fastest kid out of the four drivers in his first test, and he had a drive with Junco's Racing and with multiple podium finishes on his first year. So that's another really good story.
Those are great examples. Yeah. I want to hear the others, but those are so great because these are young kids, you know, the first story, already any experience, and Ender's not doing well after, until after you guys worked with him. I got to ask you, on these young guys like this, I think of confidence as being one of those keys, and having you guys come in, surround them, and bring in all of y'all's professional experience to help build their confidence, it's got to be a huge part of that, right?
Confidence is huge, and it's so important because, you know, it takes confidence in every sport, but, you know, when you have a coach on your side, you know, let's talk about golf or basketball, and you're doing some practice, and he gives you, you know, an example or an idea or something to try, it's pretty easy to throw the ball and, you know, and trust him when you're doing practice. But when you got somebody on your side to tell you to go fast into a 200 mile an hour corner, then, you know, you really have to trust this person, and you really have to have confidence, and you really need to believe in the people you're working with. So part of our success is that, you know, all the people behind Speed Group have been there for a lot of time and are have been successful drivers in the past as well. So this is one of our key ingredients where, you know, back in the day, You know, when Will was driving, I would not only coach him, but get in the car as well, and you know, I'd show him some of my ideas doing myself. And you know, this brings huge confidence to drivers when they see what the car can do in the hands of someone else.
Yeah,
and you have so much information these days as far as onboard camera sensors that tell you where drivers brake, how they go to power, and you know, all these tools we have used in our development center to bring the confidence up in these kids, you know, and that's made a huge huge difference in our stories.
Yeah, we can't forget that the danger that is this sport. It's gotten so much safer, but there is that danger element, and that confidence is so high. Well, we got just about a couple minutes left. Did you have one more of the success stories you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'd say the last one, probably our best one for last. When I was in my best years as a race car driver, I started doing driver development just because I love racing, and I've been a part of it all my life. And, you know, I had my dad as a mentor, so I decided to become a mentor even though I was still racing. So I met Esteban Gutierrez when I was about 25 years old, when I was in my path to become a champ car driver for Foresight Racing. And he was a very young kid. He was, I believe, 13 or 14 years old. So I have just come back from Europe. I've understood how everything worked in Europe and how they maximized everything on the history of the racing world worked over there. So I pretty much spent a couple of years training, karting with him, just me and him, 3 or 4 days every week, back-to-back, racecraft, qualifying simulations. And just the fact that I understood how complicated it gets as you climb up the ladder, how, you know, less try time you get, how less time you get to perform, what everybody expects from you. So basically when he jumped for the first time in an open wheel car when he was around 15, where drivers are, you know, pretty new to the sport, he has so much experience, so much practice. Obviously he had the great talent and support from his family, but you know, all the support we did for him back then, he showed up in Europe and he was the champion for Formula BMW USA, and everybody was like, where the hell did this come from? You know, but you know, I mean, obviously there was a lot of talent, but like I mentioned before, there were so many variables taken care of before then that he knew how to use new tires in qualifying, which is a, you know, huge deal in motorsports. He knew exactly what team to go to. He knew exactly what tracks he needed to practice before he went into the championship. So when he showed up, he just looked like a mature professional driver. He was only 14, 15 years old.
Man, that's got to
be. And he got to Formula One. So,
yeah, it's got to. How did you? I mean, you had to be just over the top excited when he hit to Formula One. I mean, that's an incredible success story for you and the Speed Group. But well, David, we are out of time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success. And
you folks need to check out Speed Group. Easiest place: go to Facebook, hit Speed Group. You'll see him around the Speed City page as well.
Yeah, David, thanks again, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you guys for having me, and have a great evening, and see you soon.
All right,
see ya. Merry Christmas to the Speed Group.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. Check us out on our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, and social media and everything. And, of course, we'll see you next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here, Talk 1370.
Ciao, y'all.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.